Welcome to the radio ministry of Albertville First Baptist Church. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB. For more information about the ministries of First Baptist Church or to listen to previously recorded messages, please visit albertvillefbc.church. If you do not have a church home, please join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. We hope you are blessed by today's broadcast.
Sing Emmanuel!
Christmas, and we're thankful that you have come to be a part of our special worship celebration time called Here Comes Heaven. Now, most of you know that I have a strong affinity for Christmas, and Don always acts like he is not such a big fan of that, but if you saw him in yellow tights running around Albertville this week, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, that sounds very strange. Buddy the Elf here, so you'll have to watch those videos on our Facebook page if not. But we're thankful that you've come to worship with us. We're going to sing some wonderful songs of the season together about Jesus. But also, I want to encourage you to know you'll hear some new songs. And I want you just to think about who God is, what He has done for us, the miraculous way He brought new life to us. And we're thankful that you're here. The children are going to sing. Every time you see the kids, give them a big hand. We're excited and thankful for them and their participation in worship and what happens this morning. If you are a guest in the room or if you are a guest participating online, we welcome you. If you are online, we would love for you to take just a moment to fill out the worship, there's no registration for you there. You can text the word welcome to 256-322-6100. It's on the bottom right, I believe, of your screen right now. And so if you'll take time to do that, that will connect you with me later today. We'd love to follow up with you with a text just to see how we can pray for you, and we're glad that you're there. If you're in the room and you're a guest, if you would take a moment to tear off the worship registration you were handed in the worship guide when you came in, and if you'll fill that out and be prepared to place it in the offering box, we won't come to your house. We want to give you a gift, and we have a gift you can leave with today and one we will send you in the mail. We just love to know that you're here and to connect with you. So thank you very much for being here today and participating with us. As we pray and continue our Church of the Week and Missionary of the Week, if you're new today, every week we pray for a sister church in the area, and every week we pray for one of our mission partners, and we spend the whole week praying for them. So the Church of the Week this week is Trinity Tabernacle Church of God. Pastor Chad Halcox is their pastor, and God is doing a great work among them in revival and good things happening. So pray for Trinity Tabernacle. Pray for God to move in power there. And then our missionaries of the week are Ivan and Melissa Makulu. Ivan and Melissa serve in Jinja, Uganda. And there in Uganda, they run a children's home. They run a baby home. They also have a church planting ministry, and they pastor a church. They have a lot of things happening. So pray for God's provision, for God's strength, for God's anointing, and for his protection for their ministry. And so we're thankful for that. Let's pray, and then we'll carry on in worship. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much for the privilege to come and worship you. Even now, as the children come, we're reminded that we're so thankful for the children in our faith family. We're so thankful for the families here today. We're thankful from the very youngest to the very oldest in the room, Lord, that you've brought us together to worship together, to celebrate together. So, Father, we take a moment and ask that you might move in power among us today. Lord, we pray that today every person in the room would leave here more in love with you, knowing you more, desiring to worship you more. Father, we pray also for Ivan and Melissa Makulu. We pray that you would work in power there in Uganda in their ministry. We pray for Chad and Brandy Halcox for the ministry there at Trinity Tabernacle, that you'll do an incredible work there today as well. God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there is with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
The shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night! Oh, what a glorious night!
I hear the angels singing, Hallelujah!
Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord.
calm now, all is quiet, a star shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the King is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Imagine this, infant and the infinite, Son of God, so wonderful, heaven's perfect miracle, glory in the highest. Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Jesus, Lord of everything. Glory in the highest.
Born to die and born to save. Born to take our sin away. Light and life to all He brings.
Listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest in the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and they worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Light. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Thank you. the dawn of salvation.
Darkness reigns no more, for Jesus is greater. He is greater. Angels, let your song begin. Here comes heaven.
Every song we've sung so far points to that message. Here comes heaven. It's the miraculous way that salvation was brought to mankind, to you and to me, that Jesus, who has always been for all of time, since before time began, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Jesus came in the flesh, born as a baby. Here comes heaven. He lived for 33 years or so on this earth. He went to the cross for you and for me. He dies and then is raised again 3 days later and has now ascended back to heaven, where he is being worshiped by those who have gone before us. We worship him from the earth, but I want you to think for a moment. Christmas always reminds me of our family and loved ones that have gone before. My love for Christmas really came from my mother, and I think about her love for Christmas and the Lord, and I think now that for the past 3+ years, she has been worshiping Jesus face to face. Think about your loved ones who have gone on before, who know the Lord. They are not waiting for 2 weeks from today on Christmas Day to worship him. They are not waiting for a few months from now on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, to worship him. They are gathered around the throne room today, gathered around King Jesus, worshiping him. What a joy, what a privilege it is to stop and to think about that. So here comes heaven, but heaven is here now. And so there are scriptures that give us a little glimpse of what it's like to worship King Jesus and what heaven will be like someday for us and what he is worthy of now. We read about it in Revelation. John the Revelator gives us words. We read about it in Isaiah. We read about it in Daniel. Jesus himself tells us. And then the Gospel of John, we hear over and over, it points to what it will be like someday when we worship the Lord as our loved ones who are already doing. But there's a song, actually a medley of songs we'll sing now. We invite you to sing with us. You may not think of these as Christmas songs, but oh, they are songs that worship the Messiah King. When you think about the scripture that reminds us that there will be a day when we all will gather around the throne and we will sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." We will worship our Savior King face to face, but for now, we worship him in this place. So we think about the words to this first song that come straight from the scripture in Revelation. When they gather around and the scroll is read, and is there anyone worthy to break the seal of this great scroll? And it is King Jesus, the Lamb who was slain. Would you sing with us as we worship him, our Messiah King, this morning?
Church, would you stand with us this morning as we sing this song? Sing this.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
wish that you could see it all made new. We do. Is all creation groaning?
Yeah.
Is a new creation coming?
Yeah.
Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst?
Yeah.
Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and will never die to ransom the slain. Is he worthy? Does the Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? And does Jesus our Messiah hold forever those he loves? He does. And does God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Hallelujah.
Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Let's sing that again. We fall down.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus, and we cry.
Father God, you are worthy. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our attention. You are worthy of our affection. You are worthy of our time, of our very lives. And God, as we have sung songs about the miraculous way the Messiah King came to earth, and then we have now sung three songs about what's happening for the worship of the Messiah King in heaven, we will now take just a moment to think with anticipation of his soon return. The return of the King. Oh God, you are worthy of our praise, and he is worthy of our attention, our adoration, our love, our devotion. You are our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen. Be seated if you will. Friends, when you think about the fact that Jesus came in this miraculous way, here comes heaven. And then we talked about just now, we sang about what's happening in heaven and the worship that's taking place. But listen, there's a day coming. Heaven's not finished yet. Why? Because those of us that know him here, we will still go to be with Jesus. Heaven is not complete. In fact, God is still in the business of peopling eternity. Amen? He's still drawing men and women to himself. Today might be the day that you give your life to him. But I want you to know that soon, soon, Jesus will be returning. And when he returns, it will not be a baby in a manger. There will be no animal manure to sweep out of the way. There will be no hay to get out of the way. You're not going to have to move any animals to get to him. It will not be a bunch of starry-eyed shepherds trying to figure out what's going on. When he returns, he will return as the conquering king, the lion of the tribe of Judah, who will come to claim his bride as his own and take us home to be with him. And I want you to know, though, on this earth, the first time he came, we beat him, we whipped him, we pulled his beard, a crown of thorns was placed on his head, disappointment set in left and right, but he humbly went to the cross for you and for me to give his life that you and I could receive his grace, his wonderful gift of salvation. 3 days later, he came back to life. But when he comes back, no one will beat him. No one will lift a finger on our king again. He will come back, the scripture says, dressed in white. He will come back riding a white horse, the armies of heaven behind him. What a beautiful and glorious day it will be when King Jesus returns. there's a song that we sing at Christmas time that talks about the second coming of kingdom of Jesus. I want to take about 3 minutes to explain and lead up to that, and then we're going to sing it together to conclude our time today. First of all, this song was written by Isaac Watts, and it was written over 300 years ago. Listen, if we're singing songs 300 years later, it has stood the test of time. Isaac Watts gave us some of the greatest hymns of the scripture. I'll start by singing a little a cappella version of a couple of his. And if you know it, if you grew up in church, you'll know these. Sing with me. If not, just listen. They're beautiful and you can Google them later and find them online, okay? So the first one, let's see this. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion. On that beautiful city of God. He wrote that over 300 years ago. What a beautiful song. How about this one? When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. He wrote those words 319 years ago, and they still change hearts today. And how about this one? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the I could keep going song after song that came to us through Isaac Watts as he worshiped the Lord. But his most published song, his most well-known song, the one that has been sung around the world and will be sung hundreds of thousands of times over the next 2 weeks, is actually a song not about Christmas, though we sing it. Now listen, I love Christmas. Did you know that? I told people, I can tell you, I can look at the clock and give you the quick news. It's 13 days. 12 hours and 52 minutes, no, 42 minutes. Thank you very much. I got this. I got it. 42 minutes until Christmas, okay? It's great. And I love Christmas, but this song that we've sung for years as a Christmas song, it's a song about the second coming of Jesus disguised as a Christmas song. You may not even know that. So when you sing it, I don't want you just to think about a baby in a manger as we sing these words, or shepherds or wise men. I want you to think about that conquering king dressed in white, riding that horse, returning, because Jesus will come again. And this song says, joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart make him known. That's a song about the second coming of Jesus. We're about to sing it, but I want to quickly say three things about each verse of the song. First of all, verse one, it says there's joy when the king is received. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. What does that mean? It says, let earth receive her king, but let me apply that to your life and mine. May we receive the king. Not everyone receives King Jesus. To some, he's a threat. To Herod, he was a threat. To some, he's a mystery. To the wise men, he was a mystery. To some, he's just a good man or a prophet, and we hear people say that. Oh, how sad it is when that happens. But for those of us that know that he is our Messiah, he's our Savior, he's our King, we receive him as Savior. If you've never done that, let today be the day you receive the grace of Jesus. He will gladly come and bring new life to you. He does not say, let me watch you live for a while to see if you can earn it. You'll never earn it. He gives you grace freely today. John 1:12 says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to be called children of God. What do we have to do? Believe on Jesus. Believe in his name. If you've never received him, would you believe on him today? Believe he's the Son of God. Believe he can save you. Allow him to do that. But then the second stanza of Joy to the World teaches us this. There is joy when the Savior reigns. It says, joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. What does that mean? All of creation repeats the sounding joy that Jesus is the Savior, but that we can have joy when the Savior reigns. Can I ask, does he reign in your life? Does he reign in your heart? Does he reign in your pocketbook? Does he reign in your life and in your mind and in your soul and in your thinking? Does he reign and rule in your life? I shared in the early service, there's an incredible true life story, and it happened on January the 15th, 2009. Many of you will remember that a U.S. Airways flight 1549 took off out of New York, and they quickly hit a flock of birds, and then they had to make an emergency landing on the Hudson River. There was that the true account is amazing to read. The Based on Truth movie is interesting, but it's not anything like reading the true account and to see how it worked. But Captain Sully Sullinger, who was flying that plane, was actually not flying the plane when the birds hit. If you go back and read the flight recording and the transcripts, what you'll find is the co-pilot, the assistant pilot, they're often trying to get their hours in to become the main pilot themselves at some point. And so he's actually flying the plane, and Sully is just sitting on the side looking at whatever it was he looks at while the other one flies the plane. And as soon as the birds hit the plane, this is what the flight recording tells us happened. He didn't say, oh no, we hit some birds, we're going to die. He didn't say, what are we going to do? He didn't say, we need to tell everybody we've got a problem. No, two words. The captain, who was not flying, had his hands off the steering wheel. Immediately, once that happened and alarms started going off, he said, my plane. And when he said, my plane, the co-pilot responded with two words, and that was it. He said, my plane. He said, your plane. And immediately they swapped roles, and he took over, and all the things that needed to happen take place. Listen, it's an amazing, amazing account of how life should be. Because King Jesus comes to us and brings us new life. And then he looks at you and me, and he says, my life. And we immediately say, your life. And we follow him and allow him to move and be in charge and rule and reign in our lives. But how easy it is. What would have happened if those two pilots had fought against each other in that moment? But oh, that's what my life looks like a lot of times. But there's joy when the Savior reigns. So today, my renewed Christmas commitment is this. I simply want to say, God, your life. I am yours, your life. Take me, reign in my life. What about you? The third stanza of Joy to the World is a powerful stanza. It says, there is joy when the curse is removed. No more let sin or sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow as far as the curse is found. Where's the curse? The curse that started with Adam and Eve and the first sin, the curse that started with the fall of Satan, that very curse has weaved its way all through time for thousands of years, and that curse has ended up in your heart and your life. It's sin. We each have felt that curse. We felt the weight of the curse. But the scripture says there's joy when the curse has been removed and that he comes to make his blessings flow, his salvation flow as far as the curse is found. So, believer in this room, if you're steeped in sin, you're struggling with addiction, you're struggling with that same old pattern of routine, the old flesh keeps showing up. Listen, renew yourself this Christmas season by saying that I am so thankful that God has brought blessing where the curse is found. And so God, help me to walk in that today, new in you. And if you've never received Jesus, again, like I started with, listen, he brings blessing in the curse of your life. He makes you new. He can do that for you and for me. And then the last verse says this, there is joy when Jesus rules with truth and grace. It says, he rules the world with truth and grace. and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. It's a beautiful song about when Christ returns, but it says this in John 1:14, and the word Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Friends, you need to understand, Jesus didn't come with a little grace. Jesus didn't come with a little truth. He came full of grace. He came full of truth. And what he does for you and for me when we receive his salvation is he allows us to walk full of grace and full of truth. We can walk in his power, in the power of his word, in the grace of his salvation. We can learn to live the life he's called us to live. So joy comes when we seek to walk in that way. So as we sing this song now, and as you will get to sing it several more times in the traditional ways, in different ways. You'll sing it from now till Christmas. You'll hear it from now till Christmas in special services. We'll do it again here. You'll hear it in our carols, candles, and communion service. Every time you sing Joy to the World, do me a favor. Do your best this Christmas season not just to think about a baby in a manger, though that's fine, but think about the Messiah King who's returning to earth to claim those who know him and love him. Think about the grace he has provided to your life and mine to make us new in him. Think about what it means to walk in his power and to walk in his anointing, because he rules the world and he rules our hearts and he moves among us. So as we sing it today, would you let that be your prayer, where you say, your life, I give you my life as your life. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Father God, as we sing this song, may it be a reminder to us of the soon returning King. Jesus might return today, it might be tomorrow, it might be 100 years from now, but the reality is, it is 56 minutes closer than when we started this service. So God, my prayer is that we would live our lives in such a way that we await the Messiah who comes. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. We pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Sing with us, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. For more information, please call 256-878-2291 or visit www.albertvillefbc.org. We hope you will join us next Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB.